Radio Takeover. Welcome, welcome, welcome. United States, South Korea, Uruguay, United Kingdom, Spain, Singapore, Canada, Turkey, China, Australia, Mexico, Germany, Taiwan, Japan, France, Sweden, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Denmark. If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
I'm trying to get work done and stuff, and they trying to get whatever they can.
Yeah.
So you know how that go. But anyhow, I'm talking to why don't you give me your name, let my friend from California, 213 area code, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 213, that's Warren G and them right there, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Everybody's real familiar with the regulators and all. You know, he's on Celebrity Fit Club and stuff now, I heard.
Yeah, they doing a lot of stuff on the West.
Yeah, I know, you know that for sure, man. So tell me your name, please, so my audience know.
My name is Centoria, DJ Centoria Ice G from KLAS 89.7 FM, also known as Centoria Money Green, your artist DJ.
I always forget that money, the ice part, and I always forget the Money Green, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my artist name. That's my stage name.
Yeah, because you got to, you know, that track you sent me is crazy. The way you put it together is so unique, you know what I'm saying? You don't hear that kind of thing. That's like a party scene for sure, you know what I'm saying?
I try to go to another level with that joint that I sent you, chopping it up.
Yeah, like chopping it up. I like that. That's real slick.
New hype music.
Yeah.
We got urban, we got hip hop. We want to do a little exciting, put a little bit of excitement back into the joints and make it just fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do it very well. Now, of course, you are a female, but one thing that sets you apart from other females that I've met is that you are so in control, and I won't say the word independent because it's kind of played out, but you definitely don't need nobody, but you reach out to other individuals.
You know, that's something that I do, and that's how I started my show, where new artists and industry meet. I have this dream where I'd like for some of the industry cats to embrace the new artists that are out there that are good.
Definitely.
And I'll give them a format. I promote new artists. I've been doing that for about almost three years.
Really?
At KLAS.
Okay.
So I do have promotional packages for new artists to be able to, just like they would go into a studio, do the same thing. Go ahead and get some promotion so you can get out there and let people hear you. Let the people be the judge, not the record label.
I had a good question. But anyhow, I'm going to get to the questions here. I'll remember what I was going to ask you later. I want you to tell me exactly what you do in the entertainment industry. I know you said KLAS. Oh, what cities does that reach?
KLAS is all around the world.
Okay.
Anybody with an internet.
Oh, there you go.
Worldwide. Japan, United States, Tokyo, Rome, Hong Kong, Paris, France, Italy. Anytime, every weekend I go on the air and I'm worldwide.
Definitely. But you're an artist. Are you putting an album together? Or what's going on with your personal endeavors?
Well, I just dropped an album on CD Baby.
Oh, really? What's the address?
About a week. Love is the key to life.
The key to life. That's the address. It's like...
That's the title of the album.
Okay.
The address has yet to be sent to me. It's on the way. They're processing it right now.
Okay, well, I'm sure they'll be able to get that off of my website, which is maxheat.com for sure. I'll make sure they get a link to that for sure. Or even MySpace, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you on the top list for sure.
To answer your question, what I do in the entertainment business, I do a couple of things. I'm a DJ.
Yes.
I'm an artist.
Okay.
I'm a TV show host.
Uh-oh.
And I'm an artist manager.
All right. So what's up with that TV thing jumping off? What's going on with that?
The TV thing is two TV shows that I have. I have the Centoria Money Green show on Time Warner on channel 24 and 35 on mm-hmm. Time Warner channel. Yeah, 24 and 35 on Time Warner cable TV.
Okay.
And I have the Centoria Ice G Cali Love West Coast show on channel 24 on Time Warner cable TV.
Doing it big.
Yeah, there are a couple of cable TV shows that I have, and the reason for that is that the West Coast artists, I'm here on the West Coast representing the West Coast, and these artists need somewhere to call home. So this is, my show is going to be where they can call home, West Coast Productions. And the other show is just for anyone, in any state. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have a guy coming in, flying in from New Jersey.
Wow.
To be on the Centoria Money Green show.
That's what's up.
My artist that I'm promoting now called Skeet.
Skeet.
Yeah.
Though I don't know about Skeet.
Yeah, you'll hear about Skeet coming up right now. As a matter of fact, starting Saturday.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, you
New
also,
artist.
Since you got Skeet going on, but I thought you had a dude named Dre De Niro.
Absolutely.
What's up with Dre?
I'd like to introduce my artist to the world. My artist's name is Dre Money, a.k.a. Dre De Niro.
Okay.
He's the new unsigned West Coast hype out here in Cali doing it big. I got Dre right here.
Oh, that's what's
Dre
up.
Money.
Hey, what's up?
What it do, Dre? What's good?
What's good with you?
It's good to talk to you, man. I seen your MySpace page, man. I'm feeling the traction you got up there, man. How long you been doing it, man?
Man, I've been rapping since I was 10 years old.
Yeah, man, I was reading the bio, man. You said you had a real hard life, man. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, man, as far as it coming up where I came from.
Where you from?
Man, I'm from South Central.
Woo, South Central, LA?
Yeah, I actually stayed right there on the borderline by Compton and Watts.
Ooh.
You know. So it was like everywhere I go to the store, just trying to go down the street. It was somebody that was down there gangbanging, trying to get me to come over there. You know, that's the type of stuff I used to run across when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Man, besides that, as far as all the influences I had, you know, didn't have no pops around or nothing. So
you know that.
You know, really couldn't get nobody to guide me. You know, mom, she worked nights. So
right.
During the day, I go to school, do whatever I want. Come home, she going to sleep, go to work, and it's done. So no one was there to really teach me nothing. So I kind of got lost in the streets.
No doubt, man. So you a hip hop artist, right?
Yeah, I rap.
Rap, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They got different terms for it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am hip hop.
That's cool.
That's it.
That's real, man. Now, how'd you get started doing it, man? What made you want to do it?
Man, to be honest, it was really just listening to a couple records that I heard. This dude that my mom was talking to, he was playing, you know, a couple of times some Tupac joints. I couldn't even remember what it was.
Everyone, you know what I mean? Every Tupac joint, man.
But, I mean, that's where my interest came in really at first. And then started really listening to him, and then he came out with All Eyes On Me, and I've been picking up the pen and writing since.
I heard that, man. I've been doing the same thing, Doug. I feel that, man. Now, can you kind of describe the type of music that you do, like, when people listen to you, what you think they might hear, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, as far as me, I'm nothing that's out there right now. As far as my style, it's kind of like, my style is everywhere. It's way out of the box. Like,
yeah.
I'm not just punchlines. I'm not just from the streets. I'm not, you know, I actually speak with my words. You know, I don't exploit the hood, you know, and get riches off of it. I'm going to tell you about the hood. I'm going to tell you what we can do to improve the hood.
Really?
What will make the situation better? You know, just so on. Not just, I'm a killer. I did that. You know, that's the usual scenario.
Right. Now,
you know, I want to...
Go ahead.
So I was just saying, I just want to bring something different, you know, to the atmosphere.
Right. Now, you have you put out, like, an album yet? You get working on the album, mixtapes, or anything like that?
I did one previous mixtape, but that was about a couple years ago. Right now, I'm working on a mixtape, Money Market Mixtape, Volume 2, 3, and 4.
Damn.
2 should be out in a couple weeks. 3 should be out a couple weeks after that.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to come real soon.
No doubt, man. How can people get in contact with you? Like, you got a MySpace page, you know what I'm saying?
Go to MySpace.com/DreDeNiro1.
As in number one?
Yeah, as in the number one.
Okay, that's
Dre
what's
up. DeNiro1. You know, and that's pretty much how you can get at me. Or you can go to Centauria page. You know, I should be up on there somewhere.
For sure, man. I seen the money in the background, you know what I'm saying? It's like money in the bank, for real, man. For real.
Oh, man, gotta keep it like that.
Yeah, man. So you got any other nicknames that you go by other than Dre DeNiro, Dre Money?
Dre Money, Dre DeNiro, the Money Market Pharaoh. You got,
I like that.
Yeah. You got D DeNiro. You got, Man, I go by so many things.
Right.
I could just give you a whole list of names.
They gonna come out though soon. They coming out soon though. You know what I'm saying?
They might
have to wait for that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I can feel that, man. Now, which artists have influenced you? I know I don't like bringing up other, you know, major artists when we're talking about your style and, you, and what you're doing. But you know what I'm saying? We all have artists that have influenced us. So give me some names if you can.
The main influence was Pac.
Yeah.
Which then led me to Nas.
Really?
Which then led me to Big L.
Okay.
Which then led me to Big Pun.
Dang.
Which then led me to Biggie.
Woo!
You know, and then that led me to Jigga.
Oh, so you solid. You know, you solid with it.
Them is where my main influences came from.
That's what's up, man. Now, since you've been through so much in the game and life itself, if you had some advice that you can give to the upcoming artists like yourself that's trying to get it, what would you say to them?
Do you. Don't worry about what anybody else got to say about what you're going through or how you living. Do what's best for you. And, you know, because throughout the day, regardless, you're going to be with yourself, not them. So, you know, regardless what another person got to say, do what you feel is what's in your heart. Because trust me, it feels a lot better doing something that you know is what you really wanted to do.
Real,
instead of trying to do something that you just trying to fit in for, you know, that's what I could tell them.
Yeah.
Do you.
For real. Now, I know Compton and, you know, Watts and everything, you know, they got some serious drama going on over there, you know, all the time, because that's the hood and all the real hood. Like, you know, what's the most difficult thing you've overcome in your life so far? Man.
It's everything I done been through a whole lot, you know, that I'm happy that I do rap so I could just get it out there, you know, get it off my chest or whatever. But as far as that, a lot of stuff that I had to overcome was like a bad relationship with my family.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff that happened in the street, like fighting and stuff like that. Like, I've been jumped before a few times, you know, all that stuff was minor, you know. But as far as like, man, I done been through jail and all that stuff, you know.
So you definitely got the credentials, you know. You got the credentials, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. One thing about me is that I never would think about rapping about something that I'm not about or something I ain't did.
Yeah.
Like, you know, selling a whole bunch of dope or something. Like, I ain't ever sold a whole bunch of dope before, you know what I'm saying? I may have moved a little bit, but I ain't the king.
I know, that's right.
And I'm not finna come off as the king. I'm finna come off as that dude who was just about getting his money and whatever. Wherever I can get my money is where I was getting it.
For real, man. Where you wanna be at in 7 years, my man?
Man, 7 years, I wanna be in a couple different houses, a few time zones, but most importantly, I want a whole bunch of businesses that all my people in the community can feed off of.
Definitely.
That's what I really want.
I can feel that, man, 100%. 100%, man. What has been the best moment of your life and career so far, man?
The best moment in my life as far as the best part of my life would definitely been when I got out of jail the last time. I really told myself that I wasn't gonna do nothing, you know, stupid.
Right.
or at least if I was going to, you know, do it, I was going to be smart about it.
Right.
You know, just made a promise to myself not to go back and take this rap stuff real serious again. You know,
definitely.
That's pretty much the day that changed everything.
For real, so, man.
Yeah.
So you do mixtapes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you willing to work with anybody in the industry? Like, not industry, but anybody out there trying to make it? You want to work with other individuals?
As long as we can do it and do it in a timely fashion, it don't matter.
No, that's what's up. Yeah,
time
is a very important thing, man. People be BSing, you know what I'm saying? Taking their time with it when you're moving forward with your life, you know?
Yeah, I like to do stuff one time.
For real.
Because it's like, man, I like to rap. Now, that's the thing with me is that I really like to do it, so I want to do as much as I can and not still be stuck on one particular thing.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I listen to your music. I listen to at least one track, and I think, I can't remember the chorus, but it has something to do with money.
Yeah, it was that one track, it's Money Over Everything, Let It Rain, Money Over
Everything, Let It Rain. Yeah, that's hot, man. That's some hot stuff right there.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's just something simple, but it means more to me than what people are probably going to see it as.
Yeah.
Like, let it rain, money over everything, you know what I mean? Like, let rain, you know, let the rain be the money and let it go over everything so everybody can get it,
man,
same time.
I mean, a lot to me, for real.
You know?
For real.
You know, and at the same time, my name is Dre Money, Dre De Niro, so let me reign over everything.
No doubt, my man, no doubt.
So it kind of got a twist in the fact that it's kind of simple, it's, you know.
But that's some killer track, though. That's what the industry's doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
For real, man. Are you signed?
Unsigned. Right now we looking for a deal, you know. But I would roll with somebody who's respectable, but most likely I'm pretty much planning to just run my own.
Yeah.
You know, get a distribution deal.
No doubt, no doubt, man. I got a real good question for you, man. I want to know what to you makes a good MC.
What's that?
What makes a good MC to you?
What makes a good MC?
Yeah.
Man, just multi styles, flow.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be outside, can't just be one track minded,
okay.
You know, trying to rap about one thing or trying to be specific about one thing.
Okay.
You gotta be open to do music, you know,
because
it's all music, you know, and the whole point of hip hop is supposed to be good music, not just, you know, stuff that's going on.
For real, man. Why don't you give me that website one more time, man, at MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DreDeNiro1.
For sure. For sure. Now, man, I want to know also, you got any, if you had any complaints about the industry, can you give one to me, maybe one, two, three, who knows, whatever you got?
People in the industry?
Any complaints about what the industry is putting out or anything about the industry you don't like?
One thing that I don't like right now is this whole situation.
Really?
You know, that I feel is irking me because it's like, why you want to go at hip-hop, you should be going at TV and movies, and because that's what's really depicting everything,
right?
You know, the rap. Now, how many times do people really listen to everything? Have these people just listen to the beginning of the song?
For real.
You know, they're not really trying to get in depth of what we really saying. But you watch a movie, I'm pretty sure you're gonna know what a hoe is. You know, by the time the movie's over.
For real.
At least a little kid is going to remember that, opposed to listening to a rap song hearing the word ho.
Yep.
You know, he's going to say what he's seen in the movie.
For real.
Not what he, because, you know, but as far as that, I feel if you're going to say hip-hop, you need to take that all the way to the people that do the movies and TV. Take that to them.
For real, you know? Man. Real.
Man.
That's crazy, man. Now, let's see, your latest project right now. You said, what's the album called?
Money Market Mixtapes, Volume 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, is that going to be like a bunch of like original and industry instrumentals, or just industry instrumentals, or just all original? How you figure you're going to do that?
Volume 2 most likely be just all stuff that's already out.
Yeah.
Volume 3 should have some independent stuff on there as well. And volume 4 should as well too, but volume 2 is most likely going to be just all industry beats already.
Okay, man. So, you know, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm going to actually put them on MySpace so you can get them free.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Free music, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. A lot of people be stingy with it, man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks out here are being real stingy with their material, but you're giving it away for free, huh?
I don't trip. I freestyle, so it's already free. I didn't take no time to write it. You pay for the beat.
Yeah.
Why should I, you know?
How'd you hook up with Centauria?
Just through my people.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, why don't you give me some shout-outs, man?
What's that?
Why don't you give me some shout-outs for people you want to, you know, say thanks.
Max T.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Yeah. Appreciate that, man.
Shout-out to him. You know, you can check him at maxheat.com.
That's what's up. Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, you know, besides that, my boy Wolf, Centauria, of course.
Yeah.
You know, just everybody who out there that's really about what I'm about. You know, that really can feel my, you know, my persona, because it ain't nothing I just put on just to put it on.
Right.
This is really how I am.
Okay, now, if people were to say, you know, what makes you different from others, you know, what would you tell them?
What made me different from others?
Yeah.
Is that I actually rap about something, because, I mean, personally, I think anybody can do punchlines.
Yeah.
Really trying. You know, I think anybody can do that.
Right.
But as far as actual content.
Yeah.
And that I would say that's what makes me different. Actual content.
Okay.
Because I'm not just rapping about, you know, pretty much like this. Now on one mixtape where you hear me talking about I got all this money and got all these cars, because I don't have all those cars and I don't have all that money.
Yeah.
I got some money, but I ain't got all that money.
Right.
You know. So I definitely do me.
For sure, man. For real. That's what's up, man. How about let me holler at Centauri real quick, because I want to ask her a little bit, a couple more questions about herself, because she is an artist. What's
cool,
up?
Cool. I'm back.
That was quick.
I'm back with
damn,
it. Yeah,
that was
up,
quick.
Big ups, you guys. Also, be ready to check that freestyle out with Dre Money on May 5th. West Coast New Unsigned Hype.
Okay.
Dre Money, a.k.a. Dre De Niro at 7 FM.
That's what's up.
And,
so, go ahead.
We about to... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to do some plugs on the shout-outs. You know you can hit Dre up at MySpace at www.myspace.com/DreDeNiro1. Check him out. Money over everything. I think he pretty much explained it. Yeah.
For sure. Now, give me your MySpace page, Centauria.
Yeah, huh?
Give me your MySpace page.
Okay, MySpace page is www.myspace.com/music. KLAS.
Okay.
And MySpace.com/Centauria. Centoria. Money Green.
Now, what's your long-term goals?
My long-term goals would be to pretty much have a multimedia radio and TV company, entertainment company. So, which would cover a lot of avenues for new artists and have something like a one-time shop. Type of thing.
For sure. Now, you got some really interesting eyes. What's your nationality?
Black.
You black, all black?
Yep.
With those eyes?
Yep.
Okay, very blessed.
Everything else, they
had
a guess on that.
I heard that. That's what's up, though. It's all good. Why are you doing so many things?
Well, basically, that's the new entertainment businesswoman, which is me.
Okay.
I wear all the hats.
It's the
I make
future.
It happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The future.
Yeah.
And I see other people doing that as far as artists like Tyrese, you know, being Black Tie.
Yeah.
And being an R&B artist. Well, I'm doing the same thing in the business side of it.
Okay. Well, you know, you're doing all this. You got enough talent to make it yourself. Why do you want to help these other artists out? You know, why?
Well, that's the first thing I did stepping into the game.
Okay, you started off doing that.
Because I'm a very spiritual person.
Okay.
So, and that's something I let God guide me. If that's what God has guided me to do, then that is what comes first.
Okay.
Then I come after it.
Okay.
You know, I think that is my calling.
Definitely. Now, you you interviewed me actually about a couple months ago, or a month ago at least. What's the number that people can in the day and times that they can get on the air with you?
You can hit me up on Saturdays at www.klasfm.com.
Yes.
And that's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Call-in lines are 323-962-1937 or 1938. Listen-in lines from a cell phone is 323-461-6676.
Okay, that's what's up. If they need it again, they better play it back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They need to.
But yeah, they can hit me up on my website at MusicKLAS MySpace. You can always hit me on my email at sentorg@aol.com, or you can call me at
13-814-6777. 213.
Hit me up.
You said
213-814-6777. All you new artists out there, hit me up.
For sure.
For some promotion.
Cool. You know, I think we covered pretty much everything. Honestly, that was kind of quick, in my opinion, but everything. It's 25 minutes recording. That was kind of fast, but kind of slow.
I'd really like to give you a big ups as well for your support, being one of my affiliates, along with Kim McCoy.
Yeah, for sure.
Ed Magic, one associate producer.
That's what's up. Are you looking to receive any kind of production from other artists, like as in producers maybe, or anything? Are you interested in working with others?
Well, yeah, of course, I want to work with some industry, you know, cats, of
definitely.
Course. I'm always looking and open for that to happen. Of course, that would be the next level.
Definitely.
And I'm definitely looking for that to happen, especially with my artist that I'm managing, Dre Money.
Okay, I can understand that for sure. Now,
I want to say a big shout out to American Radio Network out there and all my two TV affiliates.
Definitely. You want any other shout outs you got to give?
That's it. And you, of course,
no,
shout out to you.
Well, I appreciate it, you know, you
for
guys.
For your mad support,
man. Oh, man, it's all good. I ain't did nothing yet. We're about to get it going for real, you know.
All right.
It's just nothing but a thing, for real. I'm here like you are, for real.
All right, big ups to you and everything that you're doing and all my affiliates out there as well.
I appreciate that.
Cool.
Okay, well, I think we got a pretty much good cover there. I don't even know what else to ask. I mean, I could ask you.
Well, let's keep man supporting each other, keep this networking thing going. That's how we're going to do that. We're going to make this all regions, all one.
Okay, which, on your MySpace page, which email address are you using? Just for my personal knowledge, so I can find you when I'm searching and put you on my top list. The one that you want to be on my top list, which email address are you using?
sentorg.
Yeah.
At AOL.com.
Okay, I'm going to use that one, and I'm going to put it on since I go in here. Take care of that. Where do you want to be at in 7 years?
7 years, I'd like to be having some type of entertainment company with a lot of different departments.
Definitely. And let me ask you, what's been the most difficult obstacle that you've had to overcome in your life and your career?
Finance.
Really? Why do you say finance?
Well, I need money. And lots of it.
Okay.
To make what I want to happen. Right.
Okay, I can understand money. Definitely. So,
that's keeping it real with you.
Have you ever thought about doing mixtapes?
Nope, but maybe with Dre Money, I'm more than sure that we're going to end up doing a joint together.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're going to have Dre Money and Money Green, Satori Money Green and Dre Money on the joint.
Now, what stands out to you about Dre Money? Why did you want to decide to work with him?
Totally self-confident.
Really?
And has a plan, a master plan.
That's what's up.
Yeah, just doing himself.
Cool. Now, do you consider yourself hip hop, or do you have a certain genre that you put yourself in?
Hip hop, R&B, spoken word, spiritual, urban, hype, new hype music.
Yeah, I think I heard you singing. Didn't I hear you singing before or something?
Huh?
Didn't I hear you singing somewhere on MySpace or something like that?
Yeah, R&B.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, you got some talent there.
Just a lot of love.
You got a real strong voice.
All the talent over here.
Yeah, man. I got it going on in the 213 area for real. That's what's up.
Is it video games? Is it iTunes? Is it your homie? Is it MySpace?